Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Employers, simplify your pension scheme with a Zurich Master Trust. Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie.
And people have been texting us about drinking and drinking culture among young people since the start of the programme. A lot said that young people aren't interested in drinking. But to that, Monica and Mayo says, you must be joking. Young people are big into booze. The train from Westport to Dublin was swimming in booze last Sunday for the match, and their behaviour was atrocious. Nothing's changed, says Monica, except add drugs into the mix. So I ask you, have you spoken to your children about alcohol? Because new research has shown that young people are having their first drink at a younger age, with some starting as young as 14 years of age. Joining us to discuss this is Martha Sweeney, Education Manager with Drink Aware, and Clinical Child Psychologist Dr. David Coleman. You're both very welcome to the programme. This is an issue that gets people exercise, I know, in this country, and we talk about an awful lot drinking, but drinking among young people. Martha, according to the research that you have, young people are having their first drink now, their first alcoholic drink, at a younger age. Is that it?
Cormac, good evening, and thanks for having me on. In relation to young people, more young people are actually abstaining from alcohol. For example, in 2002, the figure was 11%, but in 2019, the Health Research Board research indicated 26% of young people were abstaining from alcohol. Mm-hmm. However, the Drink Aware Barometer that we carried out the research with behaviour and attitudes in 2022 has found that the age of first drink is getting younger. And for 34-year-olds, it was the age you have indicated. And for the research that was done by Maynooth University with third-year students, they found that the age was between 15 and 15.6 years of age. So it is getting quite young.
Okay, so it can be 14 years of age.
In their 50s.
It can be 14 years of age, sometimes 15 years of age. And you at Drink Aware, you've noted this, and you've published a booklet called Talking Matters. Now, tell me about that.
Yeah, it's a booklet developed by us for parents, guardians, and those who play a significant role in the lives of young people. And really what we want to do is to support parents and help them delay their young person's first drink. And to get the resource, you log into drinkaware.ie. Mm-hmm. Parents are looking for support. In terms of the Parents Hub on our website, there was 20,000 visits in 2002, which was up 34% since 2021. And we in Drink Aware believe that alcohol has no place in childhood. And you're a child until 18.
Yeah. Yeah, which is it can have detrimental effects on a young brain and the young body, can't it, alcohol?
Yeah.
And I just wonder, DrinkAware is partly funded by the industry, isn't that right, the alcohol industry?
Pardon?
DrinkAware, your organisation, is partly funded by the drinks industry, isn't that right?
They pay for our licence and so do our retailers.
I wonder, would you tell the drink industry to stop focusing on advertising to children then?
Well, we are. You have the Public Health Alcohol Act, and we are not lobbyists. We work with parents, and we believe parents play a key role in influencing young children's attitudes and behaviour around alcohol. They can play a key role.
Yeah,
and
because
we
sometimes
believe the booklet is called Talking Matters.
I understand that, but Talking Matters and Relevant Questions matter as well. And within the drinks industry, hugely profitable companies, when they focus on sponsorship for sports events, for example, that are frequented by young people, and when they focus advertising on alcohol zero products that look enticing to young people, that's very much, enticing young people, isn't it, Martha?
Yeah, there are various influences on young people, but the research we have found with young people is the most important influence on them in relation to actual attitudes to alcohol and information that they have around alcohol. In 2016, the research that Behaviour and Attitudes carried out for us, it found that 95% of young people rated parents as the most important influence. So we're focusing on parents at the moment and about how important parents' role is in this.
I don't want to be fighting with you. I don't want to be arguing with you, but look,
but
I accept that you're focusing on parents.
It has to be a collaborative effort with all partners working together.
Okay.
No one person has all the answers, but the parents have a very, very powerful influence.
I'm going to move on to David Coleman in just a second.
Yes.
I accept and appreciate that you're focusing on parents. How do you focus on the drinks industry, though?
Well, we are. I'm working for a charity. It's a national charity working to prevent and reduce alcohol misuse in Ireland. And we do that by working with parents, by informing the public. All the information that is required in terms of alcohol, its effects, the low-risk guidelines, all of that is very evident to see on our website. I work with parents. I do parent workshops. I look at attitudes, behaviour, modelling, all of that. I don't dictate to parents.
Yeah.
I actually engage with them, and hopefully it will help them to do similarly with their own children.
Yeah. I appreciate that. Stay with me, Martha, if you can. Clinical child psychologist Dr. David Coleman joins me now as well. How do we? Firstly, is it concerning to you that this research is telling us that children are as young as 14 now and they're taking their first drink?
Of course, it's concerning, Cormac. Yeah, and I think, you know, that might be in that research. I think there are children as young as 13 who'll have had their first drink. In fact, I know some clients of mine over the years have told me that that's when they had their first drink. So I think it's not unusual. And I think one of the things that you alluded to in your introduction was just the whole culture that's here in Ireland. And we definitely have, you know, a very maladaptive relationship with alcohol. And so most of us, you know, myself included, you know, we have our behaviour in one hand because I drink alcohol, and yet I certainly was giving my kids and recommend to all parents that they give their children a message of abstinence because that's the safest way to go. But I think what happens for most families is that there comes a point when parents become aware that their child has started to drink at whatever age that is, whether it be 14, 15, 16. And at that point, then there's no point in continuing with an abstinence message. And so we might have been banging a gong about, you know, don't drink, drink is dangerous, drink is bad, you know, you're not in full control of your senses, bad things can happen when you're drinking, don't drink. So that's the core message when children are children and in their early teenage years. But once you become aware that they have actually had an alcoholic drink, I think we need to shift and change. And so rather than appearing like somebody who's just going to pass judgment on the fact that they've been drinking, we now need to talk to them about safe drinking and how can they use alcohol a little bit more wisely.
That's why Drink Aware, in fairness, are telling us drink or talk matters. But what do you say? Because talking to your parent about drinking at 14 or whatever is one thing, but peer pressure when parents aren't around is something altogether different.
I
want to hear from David on that, please.
So I think it's what's really important is that as best you can, find out what your child or teenager has been up to. So you know, if you're getting reports back from either other parents, you know, be aware of what it is that they've done. And then you just talk to them. But what you're really trying to do is hold back on judgment. And you're really trying to give them a message that you're just concerned. You want to understand about how they are now currently using alcohol. And then what you say is that you really want to be able to now make things just safer for them and that you have lots of good advice about that. And then you offer to share the advice. The difficulty we have often is if we're just preaching at our kids, oftentimes, you know, they'll tell us that we're being hypocritical because they'll point to our own behavior, which can sometimes be just a little bit embarrassing in terms of perhaps our own alcohol use and what our kids will have seen over the years. And then also, though, you know, we have to make sure that they actually want the advice. And, you know, unasked for advice is rarely...
What is the advice?
Well, the advice is...
Can I ask you this? And what is the advice? Say when you're 14, because you might have advice in terms of drinking the first drink, but we all know who've drunk alcohol. The second drink is drunk by the first drink. And do you know what I mean? So the drink starts drinking the drink,
so
if you know what I mean.
Yeah, so the message becomes about moderation, about spacing out alcohol, about making sure that you're drinking water, about making sure that you remain aware of yourself and your surroundings, that you don't drink to get drunk, that you drink in company of people that you know, that you also look out for other young people who are your friends and their alcohol. And I think that's what, you know, most parents, that's the experience that they will have, that, you know, there will be somebody perhaps who gets really, really drunk, and then other young people are, if you like, taking care of that young person. And, you know, I mean, it's not ideal that somebody's getting very, very drunk, but I think we also have to be pragmatic and realistic. And so while, of course, our goal is to teach our kids that, you know, don't use alcohol at all, and if you are using it, really use it in moderation. Don't use it to get drunk. Don't use it to try to forget about your life. Use it, you know, if you are using it, use it in the way that I suppose most people in Ireland will use it, that they use it as a kind of a social lubricant, that they use it just because it feels nice, that they want to.
Can I ask you, what's though, that? Can a teenager drink in moderation? Do you know the way the brain is developed, not fully formed, and willing, more willing to take a risk? Kind of teenager, really.
Can I come in there?
I promise I will come back to you, yeah. Martha. But I just said on David on that one, because I'm intrigued by that. Telling a 14-year-old to drink in moderation, David.
Well, I mean, you're telling your 14-year-old still that you don't want them drinking. I suppose it's just about not expecting that they're not going to drink. And so, yes, of course, they can drink in moderation. But then also you have to remember the effect of alcohol. And so what alcohol allows you to do is to lose your inhibitions, which means that all of those decision-making faculties, which might be quite sharp and attuned when you're not drinking, become dulled and aren't as effective. So no more than you or I or any of us, we make bad mistakes when we're drinking. And this is the message we're trying to get across to kids, that they are reflecting about their experiences rather than just repeating the same mistakes over and over again.
Mm-hmm. Martha?
I think we need to be really careful about making assumptions around young people drinking. There are a number of young people who drink, and Irish young people have higher rates of being drunk in the last month. In the ESPAD research that was done in 2019, it was at 16%, whereas the European average was 13%. But assumptions can distort reality and our perceptions of reality. We believe there is no safe level of alcohol for young people. Their brains are still developing. They're developing until they're 24 years of age. And the law is there saying 18 years of age is the age at which they legitimately can purchase and consume alcohol in a public place. Mm-hmm. So what we are, like, if I'm saying to you this evening that since 2002, in 2019, 26% of young people were not drinking, that has made a significant change. What we need to be careful about now is the people who are drinking, the concern is that Irish young people, when they drink more than their European average. Those who start drinking at 15 years of age or younger and continue to drink, research has shown that they're four times more likely to develop alcohol-related problems later in life. And we have seen from the Health Research Board recent statistics that alcohol use disorder, that 38% of 15 to 24-year-old drinkers, that is one in three, have an alcohol use disorder.
It sounds like me, Martha, that it's time for you and Drink Aware to turn your guns in the industry.
So there's no safe level for young people. And we can keep focusing on the industry, but the reality is research shows, Cormac, and I really want this message to be heard, that the home and the influence of parents is very significant.
Come on now.
And in the research,
I need to say this,
the research by Maynooth University that was carried out in 2021, in that research, 57% of young people had their first drink in their own home or somebody else's home.
Okay, so be careful what kind of a role model you are, parents, is the message.
Look,
we'll have to leave it there.
Martha
Sweeney, Education Manager with Drink Aware, thank you very much indeed. David Coleman, Child Clinical Psychologist, thank you very much as well. 51551.